Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, what a crush Wednesday. Time for Film Breakdown. Ravens 27-19 over the Minnesota Vikings. Ravens defensively play much better than they were, say, in September into October. How much better? Let's get to it. Film Breakdown. Defense.
Yeah, I tell you what, I think overall was a very good plan, and I think they played the plan extremely well. I think the secondary was outstanding.
What was the plan?
Well, I think the plan was to get pressure, you know, on... I think the plan was to get pressure and show pressure and come, you know, come out of it and try to confuse JJ, and I think they did at times. You know, I mean, who would have counted on four batted balls? You know, I mean, that, and we'll get into that, but let me just talk about the secondary first. I thought the secondary was outstanding. There was never, you know, any free receivers. I mean, once or twice, you know, on the deep in route, you know, they had a couple completions. But otherwise, you know, I mean, the deep ball that over Humphrey's head was a hell of a throw. I mean, Marlon wasn't far off, but it was a hell of a throw.
Yeah, that was right in the right arms. The old breadbasket is.
But I thought Starks read stuff really quickly. You know, he's just reading things real quick, reading the eyes. Like, I went back and watched the interception, how far he had to come and stuff, the range. You know, I wish when he jumps up, he goes and attacks the ball, not catch it down at his waist. You know, that was only critique I would have with that. But otherwise, you know, I mean, you could tell, you know, Marlon, like with some of his tackling and stuff, you could tell with the finger that, you know, he just pulled his arm back. And who was one arm last, was it last year or the year before?
Marcus Williams.
Yeah, that's how he was a little bit, trying to tackle, but he made some plays. Thought Wiggins did a nice job. Awuzie, when Marlon goes inside, like in the nickel and stuff, Awuzie plays on the outside, and he did a fine job. He got hosed on the pass interference call.
Yep.
And I thought that Gilman, other than one run play, when he was lined up kind of as a linebacker type, he got a little wide, and that's when they hit the 17-yarder, first play of third quarter. That's when they hit that. He needed to close that down. Otherwise, I thought he played pretty strong game. But I thought, overall, I thought all the secondary guys played well. I thought the two inside backers really played well in the pass. I thought they read things and they played fast. I thought Teddy Buchanan did a real nice job dropping, planting, and reading quarterback eyes and you know, and then making – and then he made some strong tackles in space.
How much better has he gotten in a pass defense there, Teddy Buchanan? Here?
I think he's real good in pass drops, right? I mean, Bob, because they're not taking him out much, you know, and they bring in Simpson and Dime, you know, to drop in coverage, I guess because he's there to play special teams and they use his athleticism, but I would just keep Buchanan in there the whole time. And I thought Roquan played fast. He looked fast, you know, on that screen pass, you know, he ran Aaron Jones down, made the tackle to save a first down and stuff. So thought they did well. Now, up front, Bob, Travis Jones, he's coming, man. He is playing really good, and he's close to having a two-sack game. Like, he's doing the Reggie White, you know, toss him thing. The arm bar or whatever you want to call it. He had the guy, you know, and then he had a lot of pressures. Travis Jones.
Three quarterback hits.
Yeah, he was very active in there. And then the other thing he does was plays the run awesome. You know, because if he's singled up, if they just block him with one guy, he can punch, lock out, shed, make the tackle. You know, he's going to make the tackle. So I think Travis Jones is really, really coming. And let's knock on wood that he doesn't get hurt, because he is playing really well right now.
Contract year.
Yep. And he's doing well. And then, Bob, the other kid who's gotten so much better, Akoya, 91. I mean, he batted the ball down. He can get a little pressure. But the thing that's amazing is he's got natural football instincts. He can find the football. And he does a really nice job finding the ball and getting there. And he's playing lower and everything. So they've got a nice three with him, Jenkins, and Akoya. Those three, you know, that rotation's pretty good. You know, with Urban, 58, and, you know, they just rotate in there. But they're not those three. Those three guys are pretty damn good. Now, pass rushing-wise, I think the pass rush, Bob, it was all – basically it's all created, you know, with disguise and with blitz. The guy who does the best job is Kyle Hamilton. I mean, you know, he knows how to, like, get small. You know, he can run around a running back. He can swim a running back. He batted two balls. You know, so Kyle Hamilton is very effective there. They bring the linebackers a lot, too, on the blitzes. And like, they're setting stuff up, you know, like, because you'll see, like, Roquan going, and he's, like, picking so the other guy can kind of come free on the twists and stuff. And they had stuff timed up pretty good. So I was kind of impressed. But just winning one-on-one battles, not a lot of that. Van Noy, I think he's on the back edge. You know, he's
down slope.
He's yes, he is. You can see his age. You can see his age. Now, Jabbo has made a couple plays in the run. You know, I'll give him credit. Rushing the quarterback, no, nothing. But setting the edge, coming off, making a tackle, okay. You know, and Draymond, I thought Jones is a big addition. And then Mike Green's coming too. So Mike Green and Travis Jones, those two guys are coming. So I expect them, especially this week against Cleveland with their O-line, I expect them to pick it up too.
Really quick, Zach Orr, how much credit are we starting to give him now for the improvement of the defense? Because this is a guy everybody wanted to run out of town a month ago.
I'm giving him credit, Bob, but I think it's a collaboration of everybody. And you know what? He's the one calling it, so he's the one who gets credit.
What's the saying, Nolan? You're a college graduate. It takes a village.
Yeah.
It takes a village. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Cordell Woodland will be joining us. Fresh Take Sports. He's our Ravens and Orioles correspondent, and Terps as well. Get his thoughts on the matchup with Cleveland. Ravens win. They're at 500 for the first time since week two when they beat Cleveland. Whip around 11-15. And then Chris Knocke, Maryland basketball. Terps win last night over Alcorn. Trying to get it together. Trying to find some sort of chemistry. Only three games in. Marquette looms on Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.